Now time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
All right, by the way, we're going to do that jet thing after this that I posed to Hop Hop. What do you got, bud? A little bald face?
Yes, I do. Let's go. All right, bald face lie, bald face truth, because Sal's not here. We're going to start with you, BT.
Okay.
Malik Nabers will score more touchdowns than Garrett Wilson. Bald face truth,
that's a good one. That is a good one. Oof. It's a tough one. Breece Hall get the ball more than Singletary. That's how you kind of have to attack this question. It's not just like, you know, Garrett Wilson versus Nabers. I'm going to say that that's a bald-faced truth. Hold on a second. I'll take that back. Jets will throw it more than Jones will. you know, I'm going to say bald-faced truth. I do. I'm going to stick with that. I think I love Garrett Wilson. I think Nabers will be featured. I think he's going to be amazing. And, yeah, slightly more. I'm going to say bald-faced truth.
Yeah, you never know who the weapons are going to be in the end zone, if they're at goal line, what the deal is, if they're going to try to run, if they're going to use a tight end a lot more.
Yep.
I do think it's a bald-faced lie because I just have this feeling that Nabers is going to be the focus on every defense's, you know, playbook. Hey, we can't let this guy beat us.
Yep.
Which is going to allow a guy like Jalen Hyatt.
You can look at it that way,
to go deep and find open space and find a way to get some touchdowns and get some big plays.
So I understand why. Less attention. You kind of sneak through the cracks a little, especially early in the season. I mean, you might be right, but all right, so we disagree. I'm going to say that it's going to be Nabers, but I got you.
All right. Bald face lie, bald face truth. Gleyber Torres we'll start at second base next time Marcus Stroman's on the mound. Bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth.
Yeah, I'm going to say bald-faced truth. I'm sure Marcus Stroman's not going to be a big fan of that if it happens. But, you know, the one thing that you can't do, if you made the decision that Gleyber Torres is going to be on the team and you didn't trade him at the All-Star break or didn't trade him last year when you almost did with the Marlins, and here he is, and you're trying to win, you know, you can only manipulate that starting lineup so much. Plus, he has hit pretty well. I don't know if now is the time to start, you know, jerking him around. You know, I'm not a huge fan. It's been well chronicled, but I'm going to say bald-faced truth. He will be on the field. How about you?
See, I feel it's a bald-faced lie because I do think that there's something there between Stroman and Torres. I believe, listen, this goes back to when Torres couldn't turn a double play and Stroman got all antsy about it and kind of showed him up.
Oh, yeah.
And now this last outing, you know, Torres with the base running blunder.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't run hustle out a double off the wall, then gets thrown out at home. Marcus Stroman goes out there the next inning and has a terrible, terrible inning. And then next thing you know, Gleyber Torres is sitting. And I think that there's a correlation between Stroman and Torres sitting. So I would not be surprised if Stroman is on the mound and Torres is not at second base. He might play DH, but he's not on the field.
Well, we all saw Stroman's reaction, which I didn't have much of a problem with. You know, he's like, throw the damn ball, or throw the bleeping ball, make the bleeping play. Like, he was very animated. Usually, I don't like to see that. But in Torres's case, he's been so lackadaisical. I thought that Stroman had the right to do that, even though it's nothing that I usually endorse. I like that privately. But let's face it. I mean, if Stroman is that weak, which I don't think he is, that a base running mistake by Torres is why he gave up those numbers, then there's something really wrong with Stroman.
You know that Stroman's all about based on energy. That's supposed to be a run for him. It's supposed to be a tie game.
No, I know. But, and I'm not saying that there's no correlation, but if there is, that's not a good reflection on Stroman either. That's all I'm saying.
And final one for you. Ball-face lie, ball-face truth. We all know Jalen Brunson got the captaincy today. Mm-hmm. The 36th captain of all time for the New York Knicks. Now, Julius Randle is someone that was here first. Ball-face lie, ball-face truth. Julius Randle will sign his extension before the season starts this year with the Knicks. Bald-faced truth, bald-faced lie.
Half this might be the single most, for me, tough question that you could ask me about anything in New York sports. Honestly, anything else, I'm going to have an immediate opinion. Might not be right, but I don't know. I mean, I have vacillated on this a lot, I admit. You know, I love Randle. I've talked about why I'm not sure if he's a great fit with Brunson. All the things we've talked about. You know, you have all this money now committed to everybody. And if you do, even though you know, Brunson left some on the table, and others will follow here. You lost Hartenstein. You know, Randall is sturdy, big and strong. He could maybe play a little five with small ball, and he's a really good player. There's only so many big contracts to go around. And Hart's getting paid, and who else am I? Bridges is going to get a contract here. And DiVincenzo's peanuts around 11 or 12. I'm going to say bald-faced lie. I'm going to stick with my initial thought that they will not marry him for the next 4 years.
I'm going to go opposite because I do think that it's bald-faced truth because there's one commitment that's been made before anybody else. It was with Julius Randle and Leon Rose, World Wide West. They committed to him. They wanted this team to work around him. And so far, they haven't wavered. For all these years, all like the, you know, giving the middle finger, you know, all the detractors that have been over the years, they've always had Julius Randle here. And I really do think that they're going to make it work. And they have the team. Like, think about it. They have this, you know, the Villanova four. They have it now. But I think they're going to keep Julius Randle around here and make it work. So
I mean, they might, you know, they might, and if they do, I'm not gonna rant and rave. I'm still, even as I said, I was gonna say if I owned the team or I ran the team, I don't think I would. But I'm not even sure that I feel that way. Here's the thing, though, and I'm just popping up their salaries. So why is this page now? Okay, that's your work now.
Well, the internet is not great.
Well, it's just weird though. It's the Hoops Hype has like a new. All right, there we go. So there's only one more move to make because there's only so much money to go around. And you got to look at this. So OG, as we know, with the extension, is starting this year. 36, then 39, then 42, then 45, then play big money. Okay. Then Randall, he's up after this year. He's got a player option for 30, but he's going to obviously decline. Brunson. On the cheap, 34, 37, 40, 43. Then you've got Bridges, who's going to re-sign, and he's got 24.9 next year. He'll be around 30 when it goes in. Josh Hart is over 20 next couple of years. You know, Mitch is still at 12. Dante's at 11 and 12. Deuce has the, you know, 4 or 5 each year. Can you really swing a max for Randall? I don't know that you can.
Well, do you have to swing a max,
well, though? Or 85% of a max.
Well,
I don't know that you can. So that's the problem, and that's their dilemma. And part of it's finance, part of it's actual basketball stuff, even though he is a heck of a player.